Are you also tired of one-size-fits-all weight loss plans? Meet Noom, the personalized solution that meets you where you are. Noom is able to understand your unique needs, from dietary restrictions to medical concerns. Unlike restrictive programs, Noom embraces your lifestyle and choices. Discover a sustainable approach to weight loss, tailored just for you. Honestly, Noom felt like it was made for me. It's not just about what I eat. It's about understanding why. With Noom, I've learned so much about myself and built healthier habits that stick. It's all about progress, not perfection. Say goodbye to restrictive diets and experience the Noom app for yourself with personalized lessons and expert coaching. Noom's psychology and biology-based approach has helped over 5.2 million people achieve their goals. Stay focused on what's important to you with Noom's psychology and biology-based approach. Sign up for your trial today at Noom.com. That's Noom.com. And check out Noom's first ever cookbook, The Noom Kitchen, for 100 healthy and delicious recipes to promote better living. Available to buy now wherever books are sold.
Hey everyone, it's Billy Morrison and Ozzy Osbourne here. Our new show, The Madhouse Chronicles, is dropping this April. Join us as we watch and react to the maddest internet clips. What do we discuss, Ozzy?
Drugs, rock and roll, aliens, all that kind of shit.
Drugs, rock and roll, aliens, and all that kinds of shit. Visit osbournemediahouse.com for early access. What do you say? Do you think it's the wildest show on the internet?
Oh. You're in the madhouse now.
So this is breaking news. We actually had to delay the recording by a day, so I'm kind of glad we did because this came in like literally yesterday. And unfortunately, it's completely out of our hands. We were going to have a live show this year at Sketchfest 2022, but now we can't because Sketchfest 2022 is not happening thanks to the Omicron variant. And if you look at the current charts out there, not so good. Not a good time to gather people in a room, even if they are vaccinated and tested and everything. So from what we're hearing, it's not going to be postponed until later in the year. They're trying to postpone it until basically 2023's events in January. So you probably won't see us unless we do a PAX in August or whatever. If things are safer, then you probably won't see us live until 2023, maybe. So, I mean, we're hoping for the best.
It's disappointing. I feel for, you know, me and Bob love doing Sketchfest because we were fans of Sketchfest long, like before we could get to go be big enough to be invited to it. Like, and I'm bummed about it as a fan of Sketchfest, and there were so many cool things planned for it, and we were just like one little part of it. But yeah, I'm also sad we have to, you know, not do the show we've been talking about. Like, wow, our first show in 2 years is like, no, it's not happening now. But I mean, yeah, the reasoning behind it, it's hard to argue with. It's just the numbers just keep going up every day. Is like, oh, this has the most diagnosis. Nope, today's the record high. And just it was becoming kind of a sneaking suspicion this would happen as the numbers kept going up, especially over the holidays with everybody traveling and being around each other. Yeah.
In the back of my mind, I'm not a psychic, but I was thinking this probably won't happen, but I want to stay positive. And I mean, to be fair to Henry and I, we're not losing a lot because we're not doing it for the money. We're doing it just to see people and perform. And also, we have not really spent a lot of time planning the show yet. That was all going to happen once I came back to the States. So I really feel bad for the planners who have to now, like, I don't know, play phone tag or, you know, herd cats with all these performers, all of these venues, get things delayed, get people their money back, help people cancel flights and, you know, cancel hotel stays and all that stuff. So, I mean, luckily for us, we didn't invest a lot of resources in it, but we're also annoyed that we can't see everybody perform and also that 2022 is not getting off to a great start, seemingly.
Yeah, no, and we had such a cool, I was so excited to do it with Matt Chrisman as well. Like, we had, the last time we tweeted about it was like, we can confirm Matt Chrisman will be here from Chapo Trap House. It's like, it's a bummer. He was really looking forward to it too, which, and I just hope that in the future we could still do this with Matt and he'd be up for a live show with us in the future because I really was looking forward to that too.
Yeah, I was really excited because I was looking at the Sketchfest tweets and apparently our show was being presented by the Cartoon Art Museum. They mentioned us in the same tweet as the Futurama panel and the Pinky and the Brain panel with all of those voice actors. So we were put in the same tier as those people. I don't think I belonged there, but hey, I'm happy I was put there.
I know, that felt so good. I was looking forward to that, the Futurama show, like going to it. There was a Viva Variety reunion show I was really looking forward to seeing. I'd been to their 10th anniversary one and now I was going to go there their 20th anniversary one. And yeah, but I mean, you know, it's I just hope Sketchfest can recover from this again. This is another false start. They already were off for a whole 2 years, and now.
Yeah, in the 2020, we barely made it. Mm-hmm. It was just like COVID was happening. It just wasn't exploding in America yet. And maybe 6 weeks later, it was a different story in 2020.
Yeah, but apologies to everybody who had purchased tickets. We're sorry. It's out of our hands. We just found out about this. And hopefully that can be sorted out with the ticket site. And we'll hopefully be able to do it in 2023, the rescheduled Sketchfest. But yeah, we're sorry. We really wanted to see you there.
Yeah. Sorry it didn't work out.